Many of you have been asking, Papa Bear, why aren't you doing any solo episodes anymore? Well, you asked for it. Here we go. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Yes, I'm doing a solo episode after about a four-month hiatus, trying a little different program approach here. I was bringing people on to do tips, and I will continue to do that because it's fun, and I like those short interviews where we can just keep them strictly informative so we can give you information. It'll help enhance your outdoor experiences and keep you safe, hopefully. But many of you have been sending me messages asking about the solo episodes, and I'm touched it. Many of you even miss them because the truth is I stopped doing them because I find them boring. I put myself to sleep doing these episodes. I don't know. I just thought they were boring and maybe you wanted something else, but hey, whatever, I'm back. Here I am. And again, thank you. It's flattering that so many of you missed the solo episodes. So here we go. And I thought I would very appropriately start this solo episode off with what I call my annual rant about dog poop. Somebody posted a picture just the other day about, here we are, the snow's melting, and we're starting to see the poop bags. Dog owners, could you please leave no trace, okay? It applies to your animals as well. I know most dog owners, I can't say I know, but I'm going to assume most dog owners are following this principle. Nobody's ever told me they don't, but who would admit that they're that person that tosses their dog's poop bag into the woods or just leaves it by the side of the trail? I'm not sure that's something anybody's going to own up to. I'm not going to say, hey, I'm going to give that person credit because they're doing the right thing and they're cleaning up after their dog. That's what you sign up for when you bring a dog into the outdoors with you, by the way. I'm not trying to come down on dog owners. I don't own a dog, but I'll be quite honest. The reason why I don't is I don't want to have to clean up their poop. And when you own a dog and you go hiking in the outdoors, that's what you're signing up for. So please, those little green or blue bags, I'm seeing blue bags now. They're I don't know if they're trying to confuse us, the non-dog owners, by changing the color of the bags. They don't biodegrade. All you're doing is preserving it. Maybe one day your grandchild will be walking through the woods and pick up that dog poop bag and say, oh, that might be my grandfather or my grandmother's dog poop in there from 40 years ago when they used to walk through here. Please. If you're someone that walks your dog in the woods, clean up after it, or at the minimum, dig a cat hole and push it into the cat hole. But can you stop leaving the bags out for everybody to look at? Okay, got that off my chest. Now, phrase of the day. Not perfect. Yeah, that's me. Not perfect. Here's something that I found kind of funny. I am pretty fanatical at my first aid kit and most of my 10 essentials, going through them, but more specifically, my first aid kit. And I've talked about it on the podcast where I'm always checking expiration dates on the over-the-counter medications I carry with me. I am checking my to make sure I have enough Band-Aids. Even my headlamp, I'm checking to make sure that that's working. But here's something funny. The other day, I needed to use my flashlight. And I said, okay, I've got that really good flashlight in my backpack that I've been carrying for almost 5 years. DubeTube gave it to me as a birthday gift or Father's Day gift about 5 years ago. It's a really good flashlight. I've never needed it, fortunately or unfortunately. I do like night hiking, but I haven't had a need for it. But I've just been carrying it with me. It's been in my day pack every day hike I've taken for 5 years. I've had that flashlight with me. Well, the other day I took it out to use it around the house, and the batteries were dead. And I thought, well, of course they're dead. Those are the batteries it came with, which are usually cheap batteries. They don't last long to begin with. I hike in the winter. That's going to drain batteries down. And I thought, well, gee, as much as I talk about being prepared and making sure we are keeping up on maintaining our gear, that was one that just slipped through my fingers. Didn't give any thought to it. The flashlight was just in my pack, just another piece of gear that I brought out with me on every trip. So, No, I am not perfect. Today's phrase of the day. Something I'm going to start doing is I am going to do book and movie reviews. Now, I'm not going to be doing solo episodes every week, at least not at this point, but I thought it'd be an interesting portion to put into these solo episodes because, as you can tell right now, I sometimes struggle for content. I have lots of content until I turn the microphone on or until a half hour before I'm ready to start recording this, and then I kind of get stage fright, freeze up a bit. But yeah, I thought it would be interesting to do that because there are so many very good books out there, some interesting movies, and I have just a perfect movie I'm going to kick it off with next week. I'm not going to reveal what that movie is. You'll have to tune in to find out. Speaking about tuning in to find out, last week we had some great episodes. Maggie Siplin was back on. She gave us some great pointers on how not to be so dependent on our technology, the glitch in the Far Out app. How that should be a signal to us that we need to be sharp with our navigation skills, not rely on the so much on our electronics, on the apps that we get on our phones. It's okay to have them, but our backup plan still needs to be the good old map and compass. Jay Pelton comes on with his beautiful three daughters and talks about how they went out and hiked the Catskill 3500s together. Each of his daughters have completed them. They're now working on their winter 35s. Just an incredible family. Jay is just such a great dad with his girls and how much time they spend in the outdoors. I always love it when I hear families going out there and especially parents just encouraging their kids to enjoy and embrace what's in the outdoors and teach them to respect it. When we're doing that with our children, we're raising the next generation of advocates to protect the outdoors. So great job, Jay, and a great job to all of you who are out there doing that. Just a little update just in case you're interested. Not sure that you are, but it is 2024, it's March, and I still don't know what I'm doing this year for my big adventure. So let me just update you. I did put in for the lottery for a Wonderland permit, but I'm not going to go crazy here. If I don't get picked in that lottery, I'm just moving on to my plans B, C, D, E, F, G, H, whatever. And I'm looking at possibly doing a hike around Mount St. Helen. That's something I've been looking at doing. I've been talking about doing that with Christopher for a while, my middle son. I'm looking at going back out west and maybe hiking a section of the PCT. I've kind of liked the idea of hiking from Yosemite Valley all the way up to Donner Pass. That looks like that could be a fun trip. Considering putting in for a John Muir Trail permit, but I better hurry up and do that. But then if I stay out east, I've got options there. Northville Placid Trail is something I've been wanting to get to. Maybe this is the year I finally finish those 70 final miles of the Finger Lakes Trail. Yeah, I'm down to just 70 miles. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is the year I finish that up. Or maybe this is the year I finally get out and do a bikepacking trip. We'll find out. Make sure you tune in. Hey, everybody, get outside and enjoy yourself. Next week is a big week. For those of us who are looking forward to pushing the clocks ahead, it's my favorite time of the year. And for this week's PSA announcement, if you're going to drink and hike, please do it responsibly. Don't be tripping and spilling your drink while you're hiking. We don't need the wildlife licking up our spilt liquor and getting drunk and doing all kinds of crazy things out there. Here's an idea for you. That should be Leave No Trace Principle number 8. Thanks for listening. If you haven't done so yet, go to our website, papabearhikes.com. Listen to past episodes. Check us out on social media. Go to our YouTube channel, Martin Outside. All those links are there. In addition to that, you can buy our book or see what you're missing out on if you're not a Patreon member yet. Remember to get outside, have fun, and be safe. This episode of Papa Bear Hikes has been brought to you by Avalon Publicity. Avalon Publicity, increasing the digital footprint of content creators and skilled professionals via website development and social media services. For more information about Avalon Publicity, go to their website, avalonbusiness.org. That's avalonbusiness.org.